nor did Chamberlain. In September 1938, he travelled to Munich and Hitler's office on the Königsplatz for one final meeting. Chamberlain didn't think Hitler was a gentleman. In fact, he remarked that Hitler was the commonest little dog he'd ever seen, so undistinguished that you would never notice him in a crowd. But Chamberlain did have sympathy with the view that the peace treaty at the end of the First World War had been too hard on Germany. And he signed an agreement on the 29th of September that gave Hitler the Sudetenland, the German-speaking area of Czechoslovakia. Just as they had been in Austria, soldiers of the German army were greeted with flowers when they entered the Sudetenland in October 1938.
The joy at our redemption was very great, and it was welcomed by all. People said, "Thank God, times are changing for us now." Everyone was delighted about it.
But events that would take place here in Munich just a few weeks later in November 1938 would demonstrate Hitler's true worldview. They would also give an insight into how his charismatic leadership worked.